Hello there, RiderFlex Nation. Steve Urban here with more career advice and job interviewing tips for you. And as a quick reminder, if you enjoy our podcast, please remember to subscribe to our channel and like the episodes. Even though we all work from our smartphones these days, you're carrying into the interview, even these days, a resume portfolio holder of some kind that carries a few things. A notepad, number one, for you to take notes. Because if you take notes, that means you're interested, you care, you're listening to what the interviewer is saying. It shows that you have passion around the job. So you definitely want to have a notepad and you want to take notes during the interview. The other thing this portfolio has in it is a copy of your resume. In fact, probably several copies of your resume, depending on how many people are going to be interviewing you. And trust me, you never really know what that number is going to be. They may tell you, you may be scheduled with one person, but you may end up visiting with four or five. So have several copies of your resume with you. And then you also want to do a couple of other things, and these are the ones I see missed. You want to have a list of questions that you've already prepared inside your portfolio, and you want to reference those questions. When they say, what questions do you have for me, Mr. Candidate? You want to reference your questions. And yes, it's okay to open up your notebook there and look at your questions. You don't have to have them memorized. And in fact, if you've prepared questions ahead of time, it will show your passion around the company and wanting the job. And then last but not least, I also would recommend that you have printed out there a list for yourself to reference of key things that you want to make darn sure that you share during the interview process. Because inevitably, they may not ask you the questions that you prepared for. Maybe there's specific things you're thinking, oh gosh, I got to make sure I get this out, or I got to make sure I get that out, or I got to tell them about this accomplishment or that accomplishment or this skill set. And they may not ask a question for you to do that. And during the process, you may forget, you know, you can't memorize everything, right? You may forget to bring something up. So you want to have key points printed out in that portfolio to reference so that as the interview gets towards the end and they say, Mr. Candidate, do you have any questions? Even before you go over your questions you've prepared, I would look at those key points and just make darn sure you've covered all those. And if you haven't, say, you know what, Mr. Brown, before I get to my questions, there's just a couple of other things I wanted to bring up about myself that we didn't get a chance to talk about. Boom, hit them with it right then. Okay. So just to summarize, you're carrying in the resume portfolio. It has a notepad to take notes. It has your list of questions you've already prepared. It has resumes and it has key points that you want to cover. Okay. And there is your tip of the day. We truly hope you find our material helpful and entertaining. And in the spirit of giving back, RiderFlex donates half of all proceeds gained from this podcast to the Volunteers of America and their efforts to support veterans with employment services. While our podcast can be heard across most platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, and SoundCloud, you can become a supporter of this podcast by visiting our show on the platform Anchor FM. That's anchor.fm/RiderFlex. You can send us your questions or suggested topics for future episodes to the email address podcast@RiderFlex.com or drop us a voicemail at 888-964-5876, extension 710. Visit RiderFlex.com to learn more about us. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and have a great day.